Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome in. It's Mother's Day on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio, and I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. You know what Rocket Mortgage does for you? They're with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. Maybe had the stupidest conversation I've ever had with our producer, Anthony Pierano, before the show here. He saved it right before we went on the air. We'll get to that a little bit later on. If Anthony's okay with it, we'll get to it a little bit later on. As we begin today, I would say to you that I've heard a lot of misinformation. They're just going to say, I've heard a lot of people sharing ideas, sharing thoughts on a story that I know my podcast partner, Shaquille O'Neal, will talk about on the big podcast with Shaq tomorrow. There's a lot of misinformation out there. It's going to give you that right off the bat. One of them being that there was Ty Lue turning down the Lakers was the second person to turn down the Lakers. Complete misinformation. And I got some fairly good Lakers sources that it's complete misinformation that anyone else turned down the Laker job. Complete falsehood that that happened. Monty Williams was the fallback candidate. If there was going to be something where they weren't going to bring in Ty Lue, Monty Williams was going to be the fallback candidate. But you see what happened is Monty Williams said to himself, wait a minute here. There's a chance the Sixers, and by the way, let's turn back the clock. The Sixers were at one time in this series just a few days back, up 2-1. And at that point in the series, the number two man in Philadelphia looked at things and said, we might win this series. And if they win that series, Monty Williams isn't getting the head coaching job in Philadelphia. So Monty Williams goes and takes another head coaching job. From what I'm told, Monty Williams never once turned down the Lakers. He was the backup option. He was the second choice. And if they couldn't get Ty Lue, Monty Williams was going to be the guy. But the series was 2-1 Philadelphia, looking like there's a good chance they'd win the series. So Monty Williams takes the bird in the hand, the Phoenix Suns coaching job, and takes that, and good for him. I can tell you that sources in Philadelphia and the Sixers organization, very, very sad that Monty Williams is off the plate. Very, very sad that he would have been the guy. Sixers lose today. They would part ways with their head coach. And we'll talk more about that. I've said it all along. I wouldn't hire Brett Brown to, you know, go out there and do that dog walking app. I just wouldn't. If I have a team with no expectations and no pressure, I'll hire Brett Brown any day of the week. Develop talent. Create a positive atmosphere at the workplace. I'll hire Brett Brown to do that all day long. But once I have expectations, he's not my head coach. He's certainly not my head coach at that point. So there's a lot of stuff flying around right now, but be very skeptical as to what you hear. There is a verification needed. Whenever you are producing a product, and then you want to be able to market that product or other things, you put it under testing. You make sure that you have tested everything before it goes to market. You try to say, I've crossed the T's, dotted the I's. I have looked at every single possible side effect of this or problems with this before you market it. And that's when you say, hey, at that point, we've verified everything. We're feeling good about it. Verifications needed for the process. We've heard about the process forever. James Graceffo on the last program, the Zach Gelb Show, was talking about the fact that, you know, how excited he is for the Knicks potentially to win the lottery and be able to, you know, put together their program and make it work. The Sixers have been doing this incessantly for the greater part of a decade now, trying to build a championship team and trying to do it by purposefully losing for three straight seasons, which, even as a Sixers fan, you've heard me talk about it, I think it sucks. I think it's horrible. I think it's bad for business. And to me, it makes no sense. You're telling me the only way you know how to build a franchise is to purposefully lose games for like the better part of three seasons, maybe even three seasons plus if you're being honest. That's the only way we can get better. And believe me, I hear people with this Sam Hinkie back in my old hometown of Philadelphia that will talk about Sam Hinkie as if he presided over something that was great. Really? You went and lost all those games purposefully. You said, you know what? We suck and we're going to suck on purpose because you know what? It's really going to pay off. The problem was somebody had to actually pick players. So you get like Jahlil Okafor and Nerlens Noel among the other people that spilled out of the clown car in Philadelphia. That's what you got. So the process was supposed to be this brilliant idea. It's amazing. We're just going to lose, and we're going to lose on purpose. And boy, is it going to pay off for us. Well, the problem is you had a general manager that didn't know how to draft. And you got an organization now that appears to be mired in a bit of a dysfunctionality. I think it's more along the lines if you get a bunch of parts that don't fit together. So today, you want to verify, you want to show that the process had any has any gas in the tank at all? And I don't believe it does. Show it today. Show it in game sevens. That's what you need to do. I want to start out today, too, saying right off the bat, because I know we have a lot of listeners in the state of Wisconsin. There's times that you're wrong when you have a belief system. And then there's times where you absolutely soil yourself. And my analysis of the Milwaukee Bucks should have come with a roll of two-ply. Because it was atrocious. My complete lack of belief in the Milwaukee Bucks makes no sense the more I see them play. I wonder if that's part of it, that that's not one of the marquee teams that, you know, I have to still search out Bucks basketball this year. Until later in the season, you had to search out finding the Bucks, which meant going on to whatever the number was that night, 742 or 743 on my TV, trying to find the Milwaukee Bucks and then saying to myself, okay, I'm interested in learning about this team. I'm interested in finding out more about this team. I got to hear it. Or if they end up on TNT or ESPN and everything. They weren't the draw. And that shouldn't have meant anything to me. What I doubted was Mike Budenholzer. Now, Mike Budenholzer's been here before with a 60-win team in the Eastern Conference Finals. He's done it before. This time he's got an opportunity to do it right. He has got the perfect chance to get a team into the NBA Finals. Milwaukee's likable. They play an incredible sense of just sort of team basketball. And Giannis is such a refreshing character. And what I loved most is he's halfway to an NBA title through the gauntlet that is the NBA postseason. And he didn't act pleased at all. He didn't celebrate. He wasn't all smiles and bouncing around. No. He knows that there is a hell of a lot more work to do. And what does that tell me? It tells me that Mike Budenholzer's got the job right. He's doing the job right. And it tells me the Milwaukee Bucks make doubters like me look absolutely stupid. Now, if the Sixers win today, after doubting them too, that will be 0-2. This is going to be a little different. As I told you, it would be a coin flip, but I thought Toronto would win. A little bit different. I had no belief. I had six games Boston. Boston couldn't even put up another victory after that opening one. And believe me, I was feeling good after that opening victory. I promise you, I was feeling good about that, saying, ha, 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 it's coming true. What an idiot. Apologies to Milwaukee Bucks fans. Don't let anyone sell your team short, including me. That's bad on my part. I never thought that I would think of my producer, Anthony Pierno, and in the same breath with television stars. Anthony, do you know, I mean, you're not a bad-looking guy. I never thought of you, though, in the same idea of television stars, that you're just like them. Did you know how?
Are you talking about Alyssa Milano?
Yeah, what are you having for breakfast? I can hear you eating.
I'm eating Planters salted peanuts.
You're eating Planters salted peanuts?
Yeah.
For breakfast?
I just wanted something. My tummy was a little
your tummy
a little bit.
You're the only grown man who still says tummy. So that works there. Yeah, you and Alyssa Milano now are on the same page.
No.
Yes. Because she's telling the women to go on a sex strike. She wants American women to go on a sex strike. And honestly, American women have been on a sex strike with you for how long? I mean,
that is not an issue for me. The ladies cannot resist. So
how long is the sex strike?
It doesn't matter what Alyssa Milano puts out there.
How long have you been? Well, she isn't.
The rules
you
are.
See, she's not, though.
The rules don't apply to me in this case.
How long has this sex strike been going on for you?
As I've said, not an issue.
I mean, this is. Who's
not
the boss?
An issue.
Who's the boss? Alyssa is very, she said now she wants everybody. Well, she's first of all telling, Alyssa Milano is telling all people to boycott my state of Georgia, where I live, the fine state of Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia. And she's telling the Hollywood industry that she will refuse to act in the state of Georgia if they don't change the law, the heartbeat bill, as they're calling it. She says she will not, she will no longer act in the state of Georgia. Oh my gosh. What will we do without Alyssa Milano and her fine acting? What would we do? Alyssa, don't hold us hostage like that. What would we do without your fine acting? Because of all your great roles on all your fantastic performances in. You're not, what? Seriously, do you think anyone's going to be upset if you're not acting anymore? Come on, Alyssa. For gosh sakes. And by the way, don't deny people sex. Anthony Pierno didn't need this, didn't need your sex strike to be have this problem.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.